Welcome to the 20th episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I am your host, Ian, and yeah, today we are going to do just my thoughts on the new trophy system. So yeah, let's get right into it. I had very much fun recording this. This was recorded after, and yeah, so let's get into it. But real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So we're going to be going over my thoughts about the new trophy system and just everything about it. So yeah, the first thing that I'm going to say is it is very good for the people who don't play Brawl Stars too much, not daily, maybe like, let me think, like 2 hours a week. It's going to be really good for them just because they could still get rank 25s and they could really push up easier because they could just get a brawl, like 4 or 5 brawlers up at one rank another season. Then they keep doing that until those 4 or 5 brawlers are at rank 25. And then, yeah, they're happy because they got the rank 25s. Brawl Stars is happy because they're getting more like players. And yeah. So another thing is, it's also good for, long time progression, because I kind of feel like if somebody played so long, and then they take a break for like a month, a lot of their trophies is gonna be gone. When, as in this one, like, yeah, maybe you could lose, like, 100 trophies, or like 200 trophies, not like a ton anymore. It's just great because you could just like push up all your brawlers to 600, and then when they go to 559, then you just play another game and then they're back at 600. So yeah, it's going to be really good for that, because even if you don't play for 2 days, you're only going to lose like 50 trophies, not that, or two seasons, but yeah, you're only going to lose 550 trophies. But let me remind you, that might seem bad, but guess what? The season got increased to a month, which is very, very, very good for everybody, just because they have more time to push up the brawlers. And yeah, it's gonna be very, very easier to push up brawlers, and the people who aren't that good at Brawl Stars, it's just gonna be amazing for them as well. So yeah, another thing that I think about it, or that I think about this new trophy system, is it's actually encouraging people to play Brawl Stars, because before, if you like grinded Brawl Stars, you just lose a ton of trophies, right? But now you don't, you only lose a little bit of trophies, and then you could get more the next season and then lose a little bit. It's like you go 2 steps forward and 1 step back, which means that you're just gonna get farther and farther. So yeah, it really encourages people to play Brawl Stars. And it also encourages people to play more than one brawler, because now competition's not going to be as hard once you get rank 20. So yeah, you could play any brawler, like even if you're only good with Rico, maybe you could play Leon or who else? Mortis too. Yeah. So you're going to be able to really play more than one brawler without worrying about too much about your trophies. So yeah, it's all those good reasons, but it's also more. I think that people will want to play more again. I encouraging to play more Brawl Stars to get more brawlers, because I think that now the people with rank 20s, They are like, oh man, I'm just gonna lose it. Why should I even do the quest? But now they're like, oh, I get star points and big boxes or foxes. Oh, then I'm definitely gonna do this. Why not? Oh, and I also get trophies. Wow. So yeah, that is another really good reason. So yeah. Another thing is I really like how they changed it to a month. Just because that will really help people to give them more time just to push up their brawlers. Because now it's doubled. So if you're struggling with getting a rank 25, you're going to be able to get like a rank 28. Right? Not it probably like 30. But yeah, you're going to get higher. And once you get that rank 28, it goes down like to 27, then you go to 29, then it goes to 28, then it goes to 30, and then continue on, and you could even get a 35. So yeah, that's going to be really interesting. And another thing that is going to be really interesting is people getting 50K. So I know a lot of people kind of have been waiting for this, because 50K is a huge milestone, and I can't wait to see somebody get it. Because if there was 100 people in a club with 50K, the club would have 5 million, but the highest right now is like only 3 million, which 5 million is crazy to think about, and it's crazy thinking that one day I will have 50K. I probably won't, but maybe I will. You never know. Because this new trophy system is just going to be amazing. It encourages to play brawlers. And yeah, so the last good reason is it's going to help people get more skins. So I know there's a lot. I don't really like skins. I like it just the normal one. But I know a ton of people like skins, and this new update gives you a lot of more star points. And that's cause star points get skins, and yeah, you could get a lot of star points because now you go to rank 24, so I know a lot of people whose brawlers are like just rank 28. Now they're going to get 20 star points for every brawler like that, and they're going to get like 200 star points from that. But then they have more brawlers above, and they're going to get even more star points for that. Let's say I have a rank 25 Leon, then he goes to 749, I get like 200 star points, then I push him up back to rank 25, then he gets me another 300 star points. And then all those star points could be used to buy skins or the boxes or just any special deal that comes in the shop. I really hope that they do add that you could buy gems with star points. That would be crazy for free-to-play players like me. But yeah, so that is actually going to be all for today's episode. Thank you very, very much for listening. And yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.